This is David Cruz with the Comstock Report. September USDA production and supply demand reports. USDA reduced harvested corn acres by 502,000 acres to 83.5 million and reduced the corn yield 3.3 bushels per acre to 178.5 bushel per acre to come with 14.9 billion bushels production. The October report should see another reduction in both harvested acres and yield when we get into harvest and the USDA is able to gain harvest plot data. This end to the growing season with an abbreviated field period where the crops just literally died prematurely has never happened to this degree in my experience farming since 1973. There are 14 primary corn growing districts in the United States stretching from Nebraska, Minnesota, Iowa, and Illinois. They produce the lion's share of the corn. I think that 10 of them were adversely impacted by the derecho and drought. We told you that the impact of the drought on the crop was going to be worse than the derecho. When the USDA took their crop samples for the September report, ear weight, kernel size, pod weights, and bean size, they were still a guessing game. Did they use a normal fill or anticipate something worse? I think that they reported what they saw and will do so again at the end of the month for the October report. They will have harvest data for all the things that I mentioned. The crop size at the end of August was just getting going, deteriorating, and I think that they'll be surprised what the harvest finds. There will be a few good fields, heavy dirt planted early with an early variety that'll still produce an APH yield. There is a huge number of acres, however, that will disappoint in both terms of yield and quality as crops were deprived of a fill. USDA says that the 2019-20 corn carryover is 2.253 billion bushel. Why then is the cash corn market acting like it is 1.25 billion bushel? End users are out of corn and bidding up already for a harvest that is coming 2 to 3 weeks earlier than normal. The corn market acts like the September corn stocks due out later this month has something bullish to tell us. September corn expires Monday and they have a squeeze in the shorts that is not going to leave much of any continuation gap for their December contract. USDA says that the carry-in will be up 25 million bushel. I don't think so. Instead, it should be negative. They lowered feed use by 100 million bushels, lowered the ethanol crush by 100 million bushels, and increased exports by 100 million bushels to come up with a 2.502 billion bushel carryover compared to 2.756 billion in August. I think that they have the crop overstated and exports understated so that this 2020-21 corn carryover can be sub 2 billion bushels. 2020-21 world corn ending stocks were estimated at 306 million metric ton, down from 317.5 last month. USDA left this year's Argentine corn production unchanged at 50 million metric ton and added a million to Brazil's corn crop at 102 million metric ton. China just lost 5 to 10 million metric ton of corn to weather, typhoons, which I think they will replace here in the U.S. Ukraine lost 5 million metric ton to drought. And we have a La Nina stepping up to impact South American production. Put the crop in the bin and slam the door. I don't think we are going to want to sell for a while. I think that we'll find out that the corn that China bought recently was stolen, and users are going to try to steal it from you first. That is pretty simple marketing advice. USDA left soybean harvested acres nearly unchanged and reduced the yield to 51.9 bushel per acre from 53.3 in August. When the combines roll, we are going to find that a lot of the beans in the pods are BBs. Someone said that you should take 20 old crop soybeans and measure them in a syringe, then do the same for 20 new crop beans, and that you'll see the difference. The yield decline in this report is just the down payment on the next one in the October report. Here, too, the market doesn't act like there is a 575 million bushel carryover. The USDA says that the 2020-21 soybean carryover would decline to 460 million bushel. Why then would the market be lower than now? The reduction in carryover came all from reduced production with no changes in either the crush or in exports. I think that a further reduction of production and increase in exports could pull the 2020-21 soybean carryover down to near 200 million bushel, the pipeline supply. USDA left last season's South American soybean production estimate unchanged. Brazil will expand acres, but my bet would be that production could actually be smaller because of the La Nina. You've been listening to the Comstock Report. For more information on marketing services, contact us at comstock.com or call 712-227-1110.